Robbie Catter is the member for Mount Isa. I think we do have him on the line now. Mr. Catter, good afternoon.
Yeah, sorry, Craig. I missed you there before.
You're right. Not a drama at all. I'm guessing your phone is ringing off the hook once again, almost like it was after the election.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It's Groundhog Day for me. There's suddenly a bit of excitement again, and I think that's illustrative of the point. Cut straight to the point there, Craig, is that we said at the end of those hung parliament negotiations, this is by no means the end of this. Every government suffers their hiccups, and if they want to provide stable government, as they're saying, well, they need to take people along with them, and they haven't taken us along with them yet because there's some large items, big-ticket items, that we feel are vital for the survival of rural and regional Queensland, and they haven't made a firm commitment on those, and so they don't deserve our support at this point.
But you're referring to the Labor Party there when you say they don't deserve your support
Party.
At the moment.
Yeah, which is why we didn't vote for them in a vote of confidence the other night.
Yeah, you actually abstained from that vote, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, you'd say, well, why wouldn't you vote against it? But, you know, to be fair, they have made overtures to try and work through some of these issues, and we have made headway on some of the big-ticket items, like the biofuels or the ethanol mandate, if you like. So, you know, they are a new government. They're trying to find their feet. So we said we'd give, a short period in the next couple of weeks to try and work through some of those big-ticket items and see if we could come to some sort of working arrangement with them that would give us confidence that they're going to act. But, if we just sit there and don't push those things and vote along with them just because we think they're going to be government, be nice, well, we're doing a disservice to rural and regional Queensland. We need to use, we've said from the start, we're in a powerful position, and we need to use that powerful position to deliver when we have this opportunity. So hopefully we can do that.
But as things currently stand, the Labor haven't put anything on the table that would make you pledge your support to them in the House.
No, I mean, you know, it could be said that they've delivered on the copper smelter extensions, which, but you know, I'd argue that's zero cost to the government. That's as much doing them a favour as me and the Mount Isa electorate, and also good for Townsville. But we're making headway on a biofuels mandate, but we've got a signed document from the LNP that's committing to a large number of those priorities that we've got. So until we get something similar from the ALP, it's very hard to support them.
And are we jumping the gun in some way by even talking about that? Because there are a number of scenarios that could play out over the coming week. Have you actually had any conversations with anyone from the Labor Party since the weekend's revelations about the member for Cook?
Yeah, I talk fairly regularly to the Treasurer, Curtis Pitt, and we've had a couple of conversations over the weekend. And we made ourselves available here in the Townsville today at the Community Cabinet. So we've had a conversation with a few ministers here today to that end, because we want to give them the opportunity to try and stay there and deliver a stable government. But they're definitely not going to get it from... they won't be delivered that from us unless they give some strong commitments to rural and regional Queensland and strong public commitments. So that's what we're driving towards, and I think that's where all our efforts should be made.
Robbie Catter, you said you've met with some of the Labor Party members today in Townsville. How worried are they at the moment?
Well, I guess if body language to show, not the concern, but not really worried, but that's probably a problem for us. I mean, they need to realise the position. These sort of things are going to keep coming up, and it's not good enough for the KAP the major parties just come knocking when they need us. We'd like a much more sensible attitude towards this, and I think people in Queensland deserve that. So, in a way, we can be easy to please. A lot of these things we're asking them to deliver on. An industry and development board that would act like the old agricultural bank, that is the most cost-effective way to solve a lot of our problems with this rural crisis. Those sort of things, the biofuels mandate release of water allocations in the Midwest Plains, those sort of things, either nil cost or very cost effective to the taxpayer and going to help build jobs and industry. So I don't really see what the problem is. I think we're helping the government with these things, but they need to show some commitment. Of course, we need a greater commitment on rural and regional. regional roads, which is often the lifeblood in terms for rural councils and rural employment in our small towns.
Mm. So, Robbie Katter, I know time is tight for us and for you today. In really simple words, will you support Labor or the LNP? Because one of them could form government with your support. If you had to make a decision today, which side would you side with?
Well, I'd have to say, like, at this point in time, there's no motivation for us, as there wasn't with the vote of confidence we demonstrated. There's no motivation for us to support a Labor government at present, because they haven't shown Queensland or the KAP a commitment that they're going to deliver on some things that we vitally need to deliver jobs and industry for Queensland. So as at today, we couldn't support them, yet we've had good buy-in from the LNP up to this date. So if someone held a gun to our head today, we'd be forced to look at them forming government. But the game is still afoot, as Sherlock Holmes said, and there's still work to be done with the government, because they may still remain government for 3 years. So we'll keep working with them to try and get to a point where we might be able to offer them some support.
The Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, has told ABC Radio this morning that you know, things are stable. It is business as usual at the time being. Would you say that we do have stable government in Queensland right now?
Well, if KAP plays a part in it, which, like I've said, I'm sure we will, whether from this incident or future incidents, it won't be stable if we don't get a commitment on delivering some of these critical items for rural and regional Queensland. We're not going to be wallflowers, and our support comes at a cost. And I think Queenslanders are screaming out for a government that's not just going to buy votes in the cities and metropolitan areas. They don't want sports stadiums. They want to see roads, bridges, things that are going to build industry. And we want to be a part of that. And if we can help make that happen, we'll use that influence, and we'll assert ourselves ruthlessly to make those things that become outcomes for this government.
Robbie Katter, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Craig.